Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You have years of experience in filing your taxes, but do you know everything you need to know about taxes when you retire? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you're going to get straightforward advice from Eric on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. In the next hour or so, we're going to dedicate our time to talk about taxes in retirement and how to get the most during this process. So, Eric, let's talk about the fact that we will still get taxed in retirement. If you could explain how we'll get taxed.
Yeah, so I think the biggest kind of eye-opening experience for people when they first retire is how complicated taxes are. Mm-hmm. And you kind of go, well, hold it. It should be simpler, right?
I'm
retired. I'm not having to work all this stuff. Well, when you're working, you get a W-2 and you do your taxes and there's not much you can do, right?
Right.
You just got to pay them.
You pay.
And so when you're retired, though, you've got to create your own paycheck. And so that means you've got different types of money, right? So you've got maybe savings account money originally when you first retired, or maybe you had some payouts, vacation pay. So often when somebody first retires, their taxes are even a little funkier because they don't have stuff that will be kind of ongoing. But down the road, then what happens is you got Social Security checks coming in. You're probably taking some money out of your IRA, or once you're 70 and a half, you have to be taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks and such. And then you may have some just regular investments, stuff in the stock market or whatever. It's got cost basis and gains. And then, of course, just maybe you have some tax-deferred money, maybe you have some Roth money that's tax-free. So there's four or five different categories of money that you have in retirement. And so what happens when you're in retirement, you get to pick how to take that income. And so if you pick wisely and you plan ahead, that's the key.
Yes.
So you plan ahead, then you can actually create a pretty tax efficient retirement, but you got to do it the right way. And so what happens is sometimes people really mess themselves up. I'll meet with people and, they said, hey, I wanted to go on that great river cruise in Europe and I wanted to do this and that. And so they said, oh, I just took it on my biggest account.
Oh.
You mean your IRA or 401k, right? The one that's the most taxed, the most brutal to take money out of. And all of a sudden, they jump up into higher brackets. And so that can be really a way to mess yourself up. So you got to really do a lot more planning when it comes to taxes and retirement. Usually, the best time to do it is actually like at the beginning of the year where you're saying, okay, where am I going to get my money this year from? How much do I need? But even this time of year, you can still do it and start being smarter and a little bit better about your taxes. Now, sometimes you say, well, I don't want to take money out of my Roth, right? Because it's tax-free. Why would I want to touch that? Well, if you take some money out of there, you don't go up to the next bracket. That may make sense to do it. So,
Right. So
it's really doing some tax planning and not tax reporting. April 15th is the deadline for tax reporting. There's nothing you can do in the beginning of the year to fix your taxes from the previous year. You got to do it in that same year. So right now is the time to be doing tax planning for 2019.
So Eric, is it safe to say that some retirees are paying too much in taxes?
Oh, certainly, because it really depends on how they're taking that income, how they're structuring things, what assets they're touching. And then sometimes I have a lot of clients that actually have done well and they don't need all their money, but then they've got it sitting in CDs or, bank accounts and such, and they're paying taxes on money they're not using. They're not even taking the money out yet. It's causing them a tax liability. And so, there's really easy ways to fix that. And there's lots of different options, but, a lot of times most people, when they go to somebody to do their taxes, that person's doing on average 50 to 70 returns a week.
Oh my gosh.
Every single week.
Whoa.
Because most tax preparers do 300 to 400 returns, and you figure they've got about 10 weeks to do that in at the high end.
Yeah.
And probably even less. So, they're not spending much time on your taxes. They're not spending much time with you for sure. And so then you get your tax return, and so what's in it? You have to look at what's in that return. I mean, just because you got money back or you owed money doesn't mean much. It's what made up my tax liability. What was the issues I had? And That's really what you want to do. So, I mean, one of the things you can do is if you really wanted to get a lot more information about taxes and really to how to plan better and be smarter about retirement money and taxes, we've got a great report we can send you. All you have to do is, you can call us or you can just text us. Text the word tax, TAX, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, TAX, to 800-454-1184, or you can also go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's talk about how Social Security is taxed, because as you just said, it's crazy, but taxes in retirement are more complicated than prior to. So let's talk about Social Security benefits.
Yeah, so Social Security, the tough part is the rules around Social Security taxation. When Roosevelt first put it in Social Security, he said, "They will never tax Social Security over my dead body." Do you see the loophole there?
I see a loophole. Yes, I do.
Yeah, because he's dead.
He's dead.
So in the 90s, they started taxing Social Security, and they have not changed the brackets. So most brackets are indexed for inflation. These are not. So pretty soon, just your Social Security tax, I mean, just your Social Security income will cause it to be taxed. And so that's going to be the tough part for most of us is, you might as well just pretty much, it's not a guarantee, but it's pretty dang likely that you're going to owe that tax money on Social Security. So what the rules are is at $25,000 for single and $34,000 for married, that's when they start taxing half of your benefit. And then once you get about 10,000 more, so for married it's 44,000 and up, that's when all your Social Security tax income is taxable, except for 15%. So that's the weird part.
What's that exception?
So basically, what they do is they have, and I don't even know why they picked 15%. Yeah. Maybe that's because that's roughly what the Social Security tax is between you and your employer, but they never tax 100%. The most they'll tax is 85%. Okay. So, and then the nice part though is there's 13 states in the union that do tax Social Security. California is not one of those, so that's nice. So your weird part on your retirement tax return is your California income is going to be much, much lower than your federal income because it's not going to show up at all, which is nice. So you are going to probably pay tax on your Social Security. Now, not always. So I've had some clients where, they first retired, they had some money in savings, they turned on their Social Security, take some money out of savings, they could maybe avoid taxes on Social Security that whole year. Or maybe you get some money in a Roth IRA. You could take money out of your Roth. That doesn't count. Now, you want the crazy one that counts that can cause your Social Security to be taxed?
What?
Tax-free municipal bond income.
Really? Tax-free?
You go, hold on. Yeah, what's the first word?
Yeah, tax-free.
So the tax-free part can cause my Social Security to be taxed. So that's why in retirement, you cannot use the same math, same rules that you did when you were working. So that's the tough part. So yeah, your tax-free income could cause the Social Security to get taxed. So it's going to be taxed probably for a lot of people, but there is some times where you can plan around it and you can avoid it. But again, got to have a plan ahead of time, because if you screw it up, then once you go over that limit, it's all going to be taxed regardless. And if you want to get a little bit more information, all you have to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184. You can also call us and leave us a message at that if you want to get that information. Or you just go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So that number to text to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Coming up, Eric talks about taxes that often go unseen by others, which can cause a lot of trouble if you don't spot them in time. So stay tuned for more Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. The Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event on the new Trump tax code. You'll learn how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands in retirement. Join Financial Knowledge Institute and special guest speaker Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, to get the information that could help lower your tax bill and learn how to keep more of your hard-earned savings in your pocket. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension and how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. This special event will be at the Willow Glen Community Center on Lincoln Avenue in San Jose on Wednesday, April 24th or Thursday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Don't face the unknown without getting a second opinion. 800-880-8628.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, Eric is offering help with your retirement strategy. Together, you could look at your income, your investments, your tax strategies, healthcare planning, and your legacy plan. Today, we're talking about taxes in retirement, but actually, at this part of our show, we talk about financial fails so we can all learn from you, Eric. So tell us what you have for us this week.
Well, this one's more of one that is going back to the Social Security thing that is the part that's sneaky about Social Security. So there's Social Security tax, and then there's Social Security income penalty.
Okay.
So what happens is if you take Social Security before your FRA, which is your full retirement age, which once upon a time was 65, now for most people it's 66, going to some weird months between 1955 and 1969,
right.
And then once you're born in 1960 and after, it's age 67. So we'll say 66 to 67.
Yep.
If you take your Social Security before that, so you can turn on as early as 62 still, then you have to watch out how much money you make. Well, my own father-in-law, when he was before he was working with me, I should say.
there you go, yeah.
But, he'd worked at a company for a long time, took a retirement, and had a nice pension, all this stuff. They called him up and said, hey, why don't you come back to do this job with us? And so he goes, yeah, okay, I'll do it for a little bit and just do consulting, and thought it was fine. Went to do his taxes, and he owed every dime of Social Security he got.
No.
Back.
Oh.
And why is that? Well, because if you make right now it's a little over $17,000. If you make more than that, then they start taking away, for every $2 you make, they take $1 of Social Security away. So for most people, if you make around $50,000, $60,000 and you've turned on Social Security, but you're not your full retirement age, they will take back all your benefit.
Oh.
But they do leave you the penalty for starting early. So, not a good thing.
Wait a second. Whoa.
So, that's the only thing they leave you is the penalty for starting too soon.
Penalty. Okay.
So, not something you want to do. So, So, one of the biggest risks that you ever do is if somebody is going to turn on their Social Security before full retirement age, I always warn them, it's like, you better be very committed to not working. So, because if you start working, it might mess it all up. Or you just have to make, under the limit. So, you have to probably stick with, making less than $1,500 a month and you might be okay. But you have to be very, very careful of that.
That is so good to know. There you go. Perfect financial fail to learn from. So be very, very careful about working after you've already started claiming your Social Security benefits. Now, let's say you've reached your full retirement age. Then how does that go with doing extra work, Eric?
Once you've reached full retirement age, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're free and clear. You can make as much money as you want and there's no issue at all. So, and even in the year which the super complicated one is the year which you turn your full retirement age, I would once say your birthday, but for the people born, between 55 and 59, it's not their birthday. So, but that year in which you turn that higher age, you can actually make up to about $45,000.
Okay.
And then they only take, for every $3, they take away $1. So pretty much you're okay. You might be able to turn it on early. Actually, I had a client that we did that. We were doing some tax planning here at the beginning of the year, and we realized that he's turned full retirement age in August, but he's not going to make enough money to have a hit to his Social Security, so might as well just turn it on in January and get 8 extra months of payments.
Hey, nice. Okay.
So
see,
he went off and did that.
But it helps to have somebody like you, a financial planner, to give us some guidance along the way.
Yeah, these are not things that Social Security is going to readily tell you or alert you to, typically.
Sure. All right. Well, you remember the Beatles song, Taxman, right? It was on the Revolver album. George Harrison wrote it. Were you a Beatles fan, Derek?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So here's the lyrics that George wrote. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. So he was pretty much right on. You know, taxes are just coming from everywhere and from everything. So we've been talking about taxes today in retirement and in our last segment. I think Eric gave you a really good idea on how to estimate the taxes coming out of your retirement accounts. But you do need to know that some taxes are not easily seen. So, Eric, I thought maybe you could shed some light on some of these hidden taxes.
Well, probably the most evil, sneaky tax that you hit in retirement is Medicare premiums. And you kind of go, what Medicare premiums? What?
Premiums.
And so I had a client that she was referred to me from an attorney, and she lost her husband. And after he passed away, she sold one of the rental properties. And she calls me up in December going, what happened? My Medicare premium just went up 4 times. It quadrupled.
Huh.
And she could not understand it. Well, this was the end of 16. And so what happens? She sold the house in 2015. Well, when do you do your 2015 taxes?
The next year. 16.
You do them in April of 16.
Right.
So by the end of that year, Social Security, Medicare, senior income. And then they say, oh, hold it, you're making too much money. And Medicare is an entitlement, but it's also means tested in a way. So if you make too much money, then for married couples, it's 170 and up. For single, it's about half that. Then what happens is as you start making too much money, you have to pay more Medicare premiums.
Ah.
Well, of course, she sold this house, had a $500,000 gain or whatever it was. And so that 1 year, she spiked up in income. And so for all of 2017, she had to pay 4 times her Medicare premium.
Oh.
It's not a tax,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It does not show up on your tax return. It's based on your taxable income. And so the more money you make in taxes, the more, you know, you'll end up paying for Medicare. So now what happens is as your income goes back down, it's fine. But I've got another client who's in his 80s. He's got some... his pension from being a teacher, and then he has his wife who passed away. He has her survivor benefit of that pension. Well, between that and his IRA withdrawals have caused him to now get to the tripling his Medicare premium area because he's having to take so much money out of his IRAs, and he doesn't need the money.
Oh, yeah, the required minimum distributions?
Yeah, just the required minimum distributions is causing his Medicare to be 3 times the normal Medicare rate.
Oh, no.
And so that's probably the sneakiest tax that I think people don't necessarily always pay attention to. So if all of a sudden you sell some assets 1 year, or maybe you just, you know, you're working really high income, and then the next year you go file for Medicare. Guess what? Your Medicare may not be the rate you saw. It's not the 135. It's more than that because you had higher income. Now, again, well, you know, it's like this 2-year delay. Now, once you don't have that high income anymore, your Medicare premiums will drop down, but it'll take some time before you hit that level. So, you know, it's just one of those things to be really paying attention to, which most people don't, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, that's probably the most hidden tax that you don't see. You know, some other ones would be just, you know, like I said, the taxes on Social Security and such, and, you know, different ways that people are withdrawing money and how they're not necessarily planning that all together, where one withdrawal may cause more stuff to be more taxed and kind of snowballs in the wrong direction. So, you know, if you'd like to get a little bit more strategies, you want to get a little bit more information about how this all works. So all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back for more of Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Stick around.
Thank you. Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Eric, let's talk about how state taxes come into play.
Yeah, well, I've got probably more and more people actually leaving Silicon Valley.
Oh, my.
Because they want to live in other states mm-hmm. that are cheaper and easier to live in terms of taxes. And, you know, like I said, for California, the nice thing is they don't tax your Social Security. So that's a really great thing. So that's one of the few things we don't tax here. And so at least that one, that does make it a little easier to stay. If you have Prop 13, of course, for your property taxes, it's keeping your property tax basis low. So there are some benefits to retiring in California. Now, the hard part is you still got to pay a bunch of state income tax, right?
Right.
So there, mm-hmm. you could go off to probably more popular around here is probably Nevada or Texas, even Washington State some. Most people know about Florida. There's a couple funkier ones that people don't know about probably in terms of which states don't have any state income tax. And that's Alaska, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Oh, my.
I have not had anybody move to those states.
Alaska? I can't imagine that.
I'd probably pick that over South Dakota. But
yeah.
So there are some states where there is no state income tax at all. And so that can save you a lot. I mean, especially if I've got several clients now that live in Reno and, you know, we just talk remotely now or they're... You know, one of them actually works for a company out of San Francisco still. And so she flies around a lot, sometimes flies to SFO and, you know, for work or something. But now she's not paying, you know, 10% in state income tax, right? So that can be a huge savings. So, you know, where you retire can be a big difference. You know, there's obviously a lot of things around that where your kids or the grandkids, I'd say probably a third of my clients like to retire wherever they're. Well, they like to say initially it's their kids, but it's really the grandkids, right?
Right. Yep, of course.
where they are. And so, you know, depending on where that is, that may make you, you know, pick one location over another, you know, but also may make one more desirable. I had a client that, you know, he'd lived here for pretty much his whole life, just about since his 20s, I think, in Santa Clara. And they said, hey, I can sell my house for, you know, $2.5 million, buy a monster $800,000 house out in Texas.
Oh,
and
wow.
You know, four car garage and all that stuff. And pay cash for it, and that's where his daughter lives, and they just had the second grandchild. So they said, hey, let's do it and get rid of the state income tax, get rid of the, you know, get that cash out of that equity. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to moving out sometimes, but a lot of things to, you know, think about. So pay attention to your state income tax, you know, figure out what's best for you, but it is something that you probably want to do a little bit of thinking on for sure.
Do you work with a lot of people who do not live here in state and help them with their taxes elsewhere?
Most of my clients I originally helped were here. Mm-hmm. I don't do too much with people that were originally always out of California. There's a couple, but most of them have been just moving to lots of states.
Yeah.
We've got several in Hawaii, several in Texas, Nevada, you know, all over the place now. Oregon, of course. So yeah, definitely people are spreading out and, you know, finding those cheaper places to live, which is pretty much anywhere else.
Right. Okay, so I want to get back to Social Security benefits. You talked about how they can be taxed, but what about when inflation increases? How does that change what retirees receive?
Well, you're supposedly getting a cost of living increase with Social Security. So like this last year, they had a 2.3% increase. The year before was like 0.1, which was almost an insult. And the year before was nothing. Now the part they don't really mention is the fact that every time that Social Security goes up, Medicare is going to go up. And so do you really get much of a Social Security inflation boost or not?
Yeah.
You know, you get some, but it gets taken eaten up by Medicare.
Right.
There's actually a law that says you cannot raise Medicare premiums if Social Security did not go up.
Okay.
So that one year it didn't go up, Medicare didn't go up. Mm. But then they are allowed to go back and catch up the next time it has. So then Medicare had a much larger than normal increase.
Oh, man.
since healthcare is, of course, you know, getting more expensive than other things.
Right.
And so that's one of the things you got to watch out for because, yeah, if you're counting on a whole bunch of Social Security increasing income, I would not depend on that. That'd be a little scary going forward. And we all know Social Security is going to have some issues down the road. And that might be one of the things that they already try to play with it, but that might be the things that they really hurt, you know, or go after more is not letting that go up as much. So, so those are some of the things to be paying attention to. But really, kind of, again, always comes back to having a plan, looking at how everything kind of comes together and goes together into a real cohesive plan. And, you know, one of the things that we do is we actually do a lot of talks around here. We're doing a lot of various community centers around the area in San Jose. And we've actually got some coming up on Social Security talk. I think we've got one coming up on taxes. So, you know, we've got a whole list of different ones that you can go to. It's on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Just look at the calendar link there and you can see it. But, you know, if you want to get a text of events are coming up and if that's something you'd like to get a hold of, because I know we definitely have a Social Security one coming, all you have to do is text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, invite to 800-454-1184.
You know, Eric, I've told you that my husband and I downsized to a townhome. We had our house and the kids are gone now. So we did make that move and we've tried to downsize. So I wanted to bring that up. What do you make sure retirees know before they downsize from their homes when it comes to taxes?
Yeah. So right now I'm actually developing an entire talk on that. And so we'll definitely bring it up on the radio before, once I go live on that. So we'll probably have some webinars going for that too, because there's a lot to know about downsizing here. Because all of us, if you've had your house for 10 or 20 years, you're probably over the 500,000 capital gain exclusion. So you've got a lot of money in the house, which is great. Means you also have a huge tax bill in your house. So, lots of times I run into people that I cannot believe still remember this law that says, oh, well, as long as I buy another house, it's not taxable, right? It's like, no, that law went away in 1997.
Ooh.
So, every time you sell a house, it's a taxable event. And whether or not you have a tax due depends on, you know, if you're married, you get $500,000. If single, it's $250,000, you know, capital gains exclusion. Anything over that, so if you paid, say, $100,000 for the house and you sell it for $1 million, okay, maybe you put in $200,000 into the house, so your $100,000 you paid plus the $300,000. You know, now if you sold it for $1 million net, then that means you have a $700,000 gain. You take off the $500,000. Now you got $200,000 you're going to have to pay tax on.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to probably have about I'd say 25 to 35% federal and state tax bill on that. So kind of roughly say, okay, maybe you owe $60,000 on that $200,000 or something like that. And so that's good money. I mean, that's some pretty big tax bills to pay, right? And it could be a lot worse if depending on how big the house was and how big the gain was and such. And so there's some different, you know, various ways to do it. It can be very complicated, though. There's, you know, you can turn it into a rental for a while, then turn and sell it after a while like that. There's other things that you can do, like a deferred sales trust. There's lots of different ways to take some of that money out of that house and downsize, but you got to do it right. And so that's something where you really want to talk to somebody like us before you do that, before you start listing it, and really come out with a plan. Because some of these things take a year or two ahead of time, you know, in terms of how to take the money out and fund it something else. Because you're going to go pay cash for some other house someplace. So, you know, you need to figure out how you're going to fund that part of it too. So, yeah, do a lot of planning before you take action. So if you'd like to get a list of the upcoming activities, you can either go to our website and look at the calendar there at wealthcreatorradio.com, or just text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, and text the word invite to get a list of all the upcoming activities and talks that we have in the next month or two. So 800-454-1184.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. The Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event on the new Trump tax code. You'll learn how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands in retirement. Join Financial Knowledge Institute and special guest speaker Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, to get the information that could help lower your tax bill and learn how to keep more of your hard-earned savings in your pocket. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension and how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. This special event will be at the Willow Glen Community Center on Lincoln Avenue in San Jose on Wednesday, April 24th or Thursday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Don't face the unknown without getting a second opinion. 800-880-8628.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Today, we have been talking about taxes in retirement and how they are so much more complicated than taxes while we're working. Eric, we know that with every new administration that comes into the White House, whether it's, you know, Democratic or Republican, legislation is going to change something in your life, right? You're going to have to adjust something, whether it's a benefit to you or not. So it's no different with President Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Tell us, Eric, what we need to know about this new tax law when it comes to our overall tax planning going forward.
Well, most people, I think, now have kind of seen what it did or didn't do for them. So for a lot of people, it was not a savings at all. If you had more family members, you know, if you have a larger family, you used to get these exemptions that were $4,000 per person. So, you know, if you had four kids, that means you got six exemptions total. Mm-hmm. You know, six times four, that's 24 grand. Well, they say, oh, look, your standard deduction now is 24. Well, you just took away 24,000 of exemptions. So raising my other standard deduction by 12 grand didn't do me anything.
Yeah.
So that's one issue that I think more and more people now are realizing that hurt. Obviously, that not being able to deduct your state and local taxes above 10,000 has been a huge, huge hit. You know, if you're somebody who has a lot of unreimbursed employee expenses, I had one client that retired last year because of the new tax law. She had about $40,000 as an outside salesperson with mileage and home office and all these, you know, expenses that all of a sudden were, boom, overnight, you know, outlawed, you know, no longer deductible. And so if you have somebody who's, you know, like, you know, police officers, fire and safety, anybody who's buying uniforms, paying union dues, all those things used to be tax deductible. Now that's all gone. Mm-hmm. And so for some people, that really hurt them a lot. So that's one thing to do, is go back to look at your taxes. Now, most tax software will have a comparison of the previous year and the current year, and it kind of goes through the main lines. And I think that's by far the best thing for people to look at, because it's the easiest thing to read. And you can see how much higher your taxable income became. And even though they lowered the brackets, for most people, I've seen the taxes be the same, or actual higher is the actual tax. And so that's one of the big ones to be paying attention to. Now, in terms of investments, you know, there are some changes that you should be doing. One thing that's gotten very, very favorable is owning real estate. Now, if you own real estate on your own, the IRS then they finally came out with the rules for 2018, March of 19.
Yeah.
For most people, if you own just one rental property, it's going to be really tough for you to qualify. But if you're investing in like a Delaware statutory trust, or if you're investing in a real estate investment trust, things like this, stuff that we use with a lot of our clients for steady income, that's typically paying 5-7% and is usually pretty tax efficient. Well, those investments got even more tax efficient, because they get this 20% deduction of their income. So you don't pay tax on 20% of that. And so you'll see this stuff that says 199A on some of these 1099 DIV forms, and you'll see a qualified business deduction line on your 1040 now that didn't used to be there. And that's this write-off that you get. So I was actually just working with one client that her three accounts, she had about $28,000 of revenue come out of these three accounts. Only 17 of that was taxable, and because she wasn't taking money from anywhere else, she hasn't turned on Social Security yet or anything. You know, since she got her standard deduction, and then she got another $1,000 tax savings from this qualified business thing deduction.
Oh,
so her net taxable income on $28,000 of money going into her account was only $4,000 taxable income, and she owed like less than $400 in tax.
That's good.
So if you structure things right, you can actually do a lot of good things. And so for her, she doesn't need much income right now. She's taking care of her mom, and so she doesn't, you know, have as much expenses and such. So it depends on what your situation is, of course. But, you know, looking at some of these investments that have some huge tax benefits, especially even while you're still working, it's a good thing. But once you're retired, definitely you want to be looking at, you know, how do I get that qualified business income tax deduction, or how do I get some of these cash flow type of items that are lower taxes? And so one of the things that we do is we do actually have a great report on taxes that people can get. It just gives you some good ideas, some good information. And, you know, it's a good way to start thinking about tax planning for 2019 and how to solve the problem from last year of how much you had to pay. And so, yeah, if you want to send us a text, all you have to do is send the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, the word tax, T-A-X, at 800-454-1184. Or you can also go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Eric is here to help you understand all the aspects of retirement, alternative investments you can make, tax savings like we're talking about, and lifetime income. So again, text the word tax. You can get that tax report complimentary. He's offering that to you today. 800-454-1184. All you have to do is type in the word tax, text that to Eric, 800-454-1184. You'll get a complimentary tax report. Also visit him online, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, we've been talking about taxes, and you touched on this earlier in the show. Tell us the difference again between tax preparation and tax planning.
So you're watching the 11 o'clock news, and they're showing you the scene of the crime where the jewelry store got robbed, and saying, okay, here's all the stuff they made off with. And that's about it, right? Mm-hmm. That's all they can do is report what happened, scene of the crime, nothing to do about it now.
Right.
That is tax preparation. So this is what happened. This is what got taken. This is how it happened. Nothing we can do about it today.
Okay.
And so tax planning would be, hey, maybe we should put some security cameras up. Maybe we should put some more bars of the window, or maybe we should get better locks or better security system or whatever it is for the jewelry store. Same with your tax return. How do we make sure this is better for next year? What should we do today, you know, to make taxes lower? And you know, there's certain things that you can do. I mean, sometimes I'll have people gift stock to their grown kids because their tax brackets are sometimes in the zero bracket or very low bracket compared to where they are. So if they were going to give their money, some money to the kids for college or just to help them out anyways, give them some of the stock and have them pay the tax on it. It's also a good learning lesson for them
because
now they have to fill out a more complicated tax return and figure out how to pay taxes on stocks and such. And so, you know, there's different ways that you can do that, but really tax planning, that's the main key, is you got to have this set aside. You have to figure it out how you're going to get your income, how you're going to make things lesser, from here on out, because it's too late by the time the tax, once you know you have that great New Year's Eve party, there's nothing you do about taxes. It's all over by then.
Right.
I mean, that's really why, we created that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we go over those income planning, the investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, legacy planning. That's why we go through all this process and really help people understand where they're at right now. But, if you just wanted to get a little bit more information on the taxes, we can send you that tax report. All you have to do is send us a text to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Text the word tax and we'll send that report right out to you. 800-454-1184. Or if you want to get more information or set up a time to talk, you can also go to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Eric is here to help you understand all the aspects of retirement. So that number to text to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Eric has another retirement success story for us as we wrap up our show. So stick around for that. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
Eric is a financial advisor who focuses on retirement. Today we're talking about taxes in retirement, but right now it's time for a retirement success story. So I'm anxious to hear what you have for us today, Eric. What do you have?
Well, I think I've actually talked about this one client before, but a couple of years ago, we did a reverse mortgage on her house. She really loves her house, loves her where she's at. Going forward here, it'll be close to the new Google Village.
So
that'll be good probably value-wise, but her value's already gone up high. And, so she had a big mortgage. There wasn't going to be an easy way to retire with that mortgage still. So she got the reverse mortgage a couple of years before she retired, was able to start saving more money because she didn't have that monthly payment anymore. But also a while back, we had put some money in some great accounts that guarantee her income for life. And we just last month were able to turn those on. So now she's getting, this month she'll be getting her first checks, and she'll be getting that for as long as she's around. She can't outlive that money. So So now she's got money that she can't outlive. She's got the Social Security money that's coming in. She doesn't have a mortgage payment. you know, she can have a pretty decent standard of living without having to, you know, take much money out of her accounts because she's got, you know, low expenses and high income coming in the door. And, you know, that's really how people can worry less about their money is, you know, is having less stress, less headaches, hassles. And then you can go do what you want, because retirement's more about wantment, you know, having doing the stuff you want to do when you want to do it. She's been going off visiting friends in various parts of the country and just enjoying things. And it is funny because she was very stressed at first when you're retiring, and she was always a little stressed during work. And now you're finally starting to go, wow, your face looks different.
Aww,
you know, you're less relaxed. Yeah, it's relaxed. You're smiling more. You don't have to worry, right? So it is amazing how we really change in retirement, and how, you know, once you're doing the stuff you want to do versus the stuff you got to do, it is a lot more relaxing and a lot more fun. So, yeah, if you plan ahead, it can be very simple. If you don't, it can be very tough.
Yes.
So that's the key.
Very good tip. Very good tip. Well, we've been talking about taxes in retirement and how complicated they can be. I thought we could just sort of recap what you've said. If anybody's just joining us, then they can kind of catch what we've talked about today on our show, Eric.
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing about retirement is taxes are way, way more complicated, and you won't understand that until you do your first tax return in retirement. And that's when you'll finally agree with me, because everybody does. And the main reason is because you get to create your own paycheck. So when you're working, you get your W-2, you pay your taxes, not much you can do about much of anything, unless you don't want your income from your employer, which that doesn't seem to make sense. And
no.
So in retirement, you get to pick, do I want to take money from savings? Do I want to take it from my stock investments? Do I want to take it from my tax-deferred accounts? Do I want to take it from my IRAs and 401ks? Do I want to take it from my Roth money? I mean, there's 5 or 6 different types of accounts that you might have that all have different tax treatment. I've got 3 or 4 clients that aren't paying anything for their health insurance because they retired before 65, and we're purposely making sure that they keep their income low so they can get the free health insurance.
Oh.
And so there's different things you can do. There's different ways you can structure stuff. You know, if that's something you'd like to do, you'd like to get a little bit more information about how we work with people, how we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, all you have to do is text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text the word invite or just give us a call. And also, you can find us always at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, same time.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.